Here we go now with part two, Gene Price's Country World. This is Don Gibson and Touch the Morning.
Take the time to touch the morning. Oh, we wish you had some day. Take the time to touch the morning before it slips away. Have you ever seen the sunshine peeping through wet window glass? Have you ever noticed Jack Frost dancing lightly on your grass? Have you ever tasted apples with the dew still on the skin? Have you ever loved somebody you'll never see again? And take the time to touch the morning. Oh, you wish you had someday. Take the time to touch the morning before it slips away. And take the time to taste the sunshine while it hangs there from the tree. Time to touch the morning. Touch the morning on your knees. I've been called a drifting dreamer, but I have touched the morning, felt the cool up on my face. And take the time to touch the morning, you'll wish you had someday. Take the time to touch the morning, oh, before it slips away. Take the time to taste the sunshine while it hangs there from the tree. Take the time to touch the morning. Touch the morning on your knee. Take the time to touch the morning.
There he is, Don Gibson, and take time to touch the morning. Yes, get out there and enjoy yourself on a nice police call. What I've always... Do they have police calls on aircraft carriers? I guess not. It'd be a little tough out there trying to... Well, I don't know what you'd pick up. Barnacles, all right. Of course, a police call is something we don't like to talk a lot about. Anyway, this is the Gene Price Show on American Forces Radio. And here is Mickey Newberry, who's been brushing between folk music, contemporary rock, and country for many years. The song is new, and it's called Sunshine.
Sunshine. You may find the window, but you won't find me. Sunshine, I got my friend in the darkness, yet a night to hide me. Sunshine, as far as I'm concerned, I'm where I want to be. Sunshine, as far as you're concerned, don't be concerned for me. She she
But I guess she was right, cause I'm at the end. I found the fire, but there's no gold inside. So sunshine, can't you see I'm not alone, don't bother me. Sunshine, pick up your doll and move on down the street. Sunshine, as far as I'm concerned, I'm where I got to be. Sunshine, as far as you're concerned, don't be concerned for me.
And pretty? Pretty song there from Mickey Newberry.
Hi, boys and girls.
No, that's Mickey Mouse. Anyway, that's a new song he wrote himself. As a matter of fact, I'd say most all the songs he records, he writes, is as far as the singles and then albums. You know, he might put a buddy or two's record in there to make him a few bob. But be that as it may, new song, fairly new, from Mickey Newberry. And it's two-sided. One side is about 4.5 minutes. One side's about 3 minutes and 45 seconds. And they both, it doesn't say part one and part two. It's just, I guess, a different arrangement. Okay, let's go back now to 1962, 11 years ago, when this song was in the top five throughout the entire everybody's music. Pop, rock, country, you name it. Claude King.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. Cause Clifton Flowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips,
are sweeter than honey. That's her best. Tell Clifton Flowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain, Boulder. For my wife, I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Flowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips,
her tender lips,
are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Flowers if a stranger should wander there. I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Flowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Flowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Flowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Flowers.
That man was a carpenter out of the Oklahoma City area and got into country music, and now he plays a lot of the big dinner rooms around the country. I can't say around the world. I'm not sure of that, but I know as far as country clubs throughout the nation, he's done very nicely for himself. Claude King in Wolverton Mountain. You're a short-timer, huh? And you'll soon be looking for that dream house that you have in the back of your mind. Just a nice place where the kids can grow up with friendly neighbors for you and your wife. Well, you'll find it, and you'll be able to move in with no down payment under the GI Home Loan Program. But first, a word of warning. Yeah, don't take your kids with you. No, that's... Listen, before you sign your name on the dotted line, make sure your home is approved by the VA. It's a safeguard to protect you from persons who may be a little less than sincere than you are. Of course, we all know that myself and Denny and Frank are three of the most sincere people I've met ever.
You ain't there?
That was Denny, and I'm telling you, he don't want no water. He said it right there. That's being honest. Shall we go to Buck and Susan? Here's Buck. I'm sorry, that totally caught me unawares. Buck and Susan back in the good old days.
The good old days are here again. My baby's coming home. She'll soon be back within my arms. Yes, back where she belongs. The lonely nights are gone for good. To meet me, trembling lips that strain to greet me. God, she's warm. The lonely nights are gone for good, like castles in the air. The good old days are here again. She runs to meet me, trembling lips that strain to greet me. God, she's warm. The lonely nights are gone for good, like castles in the air. The good old days are here again. God answered all.
The good old days, Buck Owens and Susan Ray back in the end. The good old days have been with him for a while there. One of the two barons of Bakersfield, making all kind of money, and is Susan Ray. She's a protege. She, along with Tony Booth and Freddie Hart and a couple of other people, are under his wing, and he more or less manages their career and does a good job, too, and makes a few coins here and there. Well, from Buck and Susan, let's pick up on old Porter Wagoner and Wake Up Jacob.
On yonder hill, old blues are barking. And a coon, I guess he's chased all night. And it's just about 2 hours before the dawn. And Jacob's cabin doesn't show a light. Then the ruffle of the leaves beside my pathway. A small animal appears black and white. And as I run for life toward Jacob's cabin, the polecat rides behind me, smelling up the countryside. I hollered, wake up, Jacob, stir up the light. Can't you see a man in a polecat fight? Turn on the light and look me in. Wake up, Jacob, let me in. be I beat on Jacob's door. Then what a welcome sound to my nervous ears as I heard Jacob's big feet hit the floor. As I waited there for Jacob to unlock the door, the polecat's perfume filled the morning air, and the odor was so strong that eyes burned, and as the smell began to curl my hair, I hollered,
"Wake up, Jacob, stir up the light, can't see a man in the polecat tight, turn on the light, let me in, wake up, Jacob, let me in. Wake up, Jacob, stir up the light, can't see a man in the polecat tight, turn on the light, let me in, wake up, Jacob, let me in. Jacob, stir up the light, couldn't see a man in the booth that fine. Turn on the light, let me in, wake up, Jacob, let me in.
A little fight there between Jacob and a polecat. And, of course, Jacob won it, but you'd never know it because no one ever got close enough to ask him. But there it was, big song from Mr. Wagoner right here with Gene Price on a Monday. Why don't we hit it a lick now with old Tennessee Ernie Ford and a good record called Farther Down the River Where the Fishers Go.
Woman, don't start preaching me about the things I should and shouldn't do. I was doing nicely, thank you, long before I saw this town or you. And I'm not sure I want to change the way I'm living, even if I could. 'Cause when the current gets too strong, I can always move along farther down the river where the fishing's good. From New Orleans to Illinois, I drift any way the river flows. And it don't take me very long to bundle up my other suit and go. And when somebody says to me, "Now I'm just saying this for your own good," I know it's time to move again, find a place that I ain't been, farther down the river where the fishing's good. Your arms and your smile have been almost as warm as you said, and your pillow softer than the rolled up overcoat beneath my head. But I get the feeling I've already been here longer than I should. When you start expecting me, it's time for me to be farther down the river where the fishing's good. Your arms and your smile have been almost as warm as you said, and your pillow softer than the rolled up overcoat beneath my head. Lord, I get the feeling I've already been here longer than I should. 'Cause when you start expecting me, it's time for me to be farther down the river where the fishing's good. Farther down the river where the fishing's good.
There he is, the old pea picker from around San Francisco now, out of Tennessee, Alabama, Ernie Ford, and farther down the river where the fishing's good.
Here's a riddle for you. Why is a ship's cook the most unfortunate man in the world? Well, you'll get the exciting answer in about 20 to 25 minutes, or whenever that little gauge pops up.
Yes, we'll. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question first. Are you taking full advantage of the educational benefits offered you by the military? Through USAFE, many U.S. colleges offer correspondence courses in academic, technical, and non-credit areas. By enrolling through USAFE, you pay only a minimum cost, since the government pays part. And now the answer to the riddle.
Why is a ship's cook the most unfortunate man in the world? He's in the midst of one mess after another.
All right, did you write that?
Don't blame it on me.
All right, now, your educational opportunities need not be a riddle. See your educational counselor today. Here is Loretta Lynn, former number one song. We played a couple this hour. And this is Love is the Foundation.
I've seen him as a weapon in the morning.
Loretta Lynn, love is the foundation. Here are the Hummers.
I was looking at a Playboy the other day, and I seen these beautiful girls from L.A. lying on the beach with hardly nothing on, looking real good, kind of soft and brown. I got 14 days. My vacation with pay. I'm going to drive to L.A. So I went to get a tune-up from Jake Dupar in my 37 Betsy coupe car. He picked up the hood and stuck in his head, then he listened to the motor, and this is what he said. Old Betsy goes. He said, I knew just told him to fix her and to give him the keys, and I told him to call me if something else went wrong. Next morning, Jake was on the telephone. He said, old Betsy goes. And she's supposed to go. Well, I told him he was wasting my vacation with pay, and Jake said it'd only be a couple more days, because her starter froze up and her battery's dead and her headlights are leaking oil, he said. Old Betsy goes. Did she ever go? Then Jake called again in a couple of days, said old Betsy ain't never gonna get to L.A. cause her axle needs turning and her brakes are low, her generator smokes and her timing is slow, her crankshaft is cranky and her cam is jammed, her lifters are lifeless and her rods are rammed, she needs new plugs and a barrel of oil, and I have to heat her block to make the radiator boil. Well, that's right, she'll never go. Well, I told Jake to quit after 14 days, and just before I hitchhiked out to L.A., I wrote him a check for what he'd done so far, but I got the last laugh on Jake Duke's car, because that check will go, and it'll never go.
Thank you, partner. Hey, it's just about time to close out for today on Gene Price's Country World, and according to the time I have left, we have time for one more. And it's a biggie, too. Here's George Jones. Nothing ever hurt me half as bad as you're leaving me.
Well, I've had a splitting headache from my eyebrows to my backbone. Off the rise and gallstone. Bleeding ulcers, ingrown toenails, swollen adenoids. The Asian flu, a time or two, an inflamed vocal cords. I've had a toothache so severe my jawbone split in two. But nothing's ever hurt me half as bad as losing you. Well, I had the lid end of a cigar pressed against my belly. Whipped the phone with a crowbar till my eyeball turned to jelly. Accidentally nailed my index finger to the wall. Cut off half my toes and soaked my foot in alcohol. Well, I had my bill struck by an angry kangaroo. But nothing's ever hurt me half as bad as losing you. Well, it's not because you measure 50, 20, 44. It's surely not because you own a chain of liquor stores. It's not because your daddy is the richest man in town. It's just that I'm so used to you and having you around. I've had my friends tell me, son, we don't love you at all. I've seen my sister's name written on a washroom wall. My best friend set my barn on fire and burned my horse to death. I went out with a girl who told me Georgia got bad breath. Last week I threw a crowd when I went to the city zoo. But nothing's ever hurt me half as bad as losing you. Well,
George, got to wrap it up here for today. That was George Jones, and the song was Nothing Ever Hurt Me Half As Bad As You're Leaving Me. Even that panatella on the belly. Hey, listen, we're going to have to cut out of here and come back tomorrow with Big Denny, and Frank can do it all over again on Gene Price's Country World for Tuesday. In the meantime, we'd just like to take, you know, a couple of seconds every so often to remind you that we'd love to hear from you. Card or letter, if you so desire. If it's a song or an artist you'd like to hear, if we can get a hold of it and the record's playable, we'll see what we can do. Just address it to me, Gene Price, to the station to which you're listening. I'll get back to you as soon as it gets to me. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Take care. Goodbye. God bless you. Hang in there. And above all, just stay loose. See you tomorrow. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.